episode 86, Starting Something New.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh, my. Yes, it is. Well, if you're listening like I am, I'm actually recording this here midweek, and it's going to release on Friday. So this is the last day of the week. So if you're not listening and it's not your last day of the week, but you're getting it some other time, I hope you're having an awesome week wherever you are in your week. And, you know, thank you for taking time to really rejuvenate and rediscover and renew who you are in mind, body, spirit. That's what we do here at Create Your Now. We as women, we come together and we take that time. It's our girl time, our chat time, just to say, you know what? I do need to be intentional about who I am and where I'm going. Because if I'm not, then I'm just kind of a floundering fish and I'm just in the water and I'm lost and everybody else is telling me where to go and how hard to swim and where to duck down and where to hide and where to get the food. And I don't want that. I want to live a life on purpose with direction. Live life well. Yes. And that's what we're here. And that's what we're going to chat about today. I started thinking about you all. And I really, there was something about this. It just kept coming back to me. And I would try my shower aspirations. I would try my walks and my runs and my music. And I was just like, you know what? I want to talk to them about something. But what is it? What is it really that I want to talk to them? And it kept coming back to starting something new. And it was the whole idea that, you know, with the seasons changing now and everything, I'm getting that itch. I want that warmer weather because I want to be outside more. I want to be able to get out there. I mean, the winter, I'm done with winter, okay? And I love cold weather, but I really want my warmer weather to start coming. I can handle the consistent 40s and 50s, but these 30s and 20s need to go away, okay? But it came to me that, you know, I know as a mom, there are always there's those milestones, okay, in your children. There are milestones like when you first get married. Oh, wait, let's take it back even further. When you're dating, there are those milestones, right? Oh, the first date and, oh, the first kiss. And then, oh, my gosh, then we sat there and we talked forever and he just held me like forever, okay? Or you don't see each other, but you're out and about and he sees you from far away, you know, that first glimpse. There's all those milestones. Same with your children. You know, of course, there's the terrible twos, you know, the teething, the walking. Oh, wait, we got to crawl before we walk first, right? All of these milestones. Then we get into dance classes and football and their first tackle game and soccer game. And oh my gosh, the first lost tooth, right? The tooth fairy gets to visit. All of these fun milestones. But then we come and we look at us and we're like, what milestone do I have? Where am I going in my life? I want something new. I want to start something new. I desire it, but I really don't know what it is. And what happens is we're that little fish. We're just kind of following, you know, the pack as to, oh, okay, well, my mom did this, so I'm kind of trying this. Or my aunt did this, so I'm doing this. Or my girlfriend's doing this, and so, yeah, I thought I'd try it too. But really deep down, we're searching for our purpose, trying to figure out where we are so we can live life well. Starting something new begins to creep up, but it doesn't always come out that way. It's not like it's an idea, unless if you're an idea person and it's like, oh my gosh, I've got this amazing idea. Yeah, well, I am like that. And I have so many ideas that come to me in a day. I try to write them down, but even then I can't get to the paper fast enough to write them all down. If you're an idea person, it's great. It's easy. But a lot of us are not that. We have blocked out dreaming and we just get into our normal habits. And so I started thinking about that going, you know what? We need to be willing to start something new, start something fresh. I know in my tornado, that's what I did. When it came down to it flat out, you know, I honestly didn't like the person that I saw in the mirror. And I was trying to do things about it, but I would do things to more cover it up than doing what I really wanted to do, which was starting something new, becoming my best selfie. And I didn't realize that until, of course, after the fact, after going through the tornado, looking back on it. But I came across this quote by Jim Rohn, and I want to share it with you because it kind of hits it hard real fast. And so take a listen to it and see what you think. You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of. That's by Jim Rohn. I read that and I was like, whoa, yep, personal responsibility. You must take personal responsibility. You see, I wasn't doing that. I wanted something different. I knew I did. I wanted something new. But I wasn't taking the full responsibility of it. You know, change is scary. And I thought about labeling this whole thing as, you know, start something new. Let's change it up. But I was like, you know what? A lot of us don't like change. We want to back away from it because it scares the bejeebers out of us, right? It's like, no, I like where I'm sitting. I may not enjoy every moment, but I'm comfortable. And I know what's going to happen. You see, I kind of like this job that I have. And I go to it every day and I come home and complain about it every day. But guess what? I know the paycheck that I get every week or every month. I know what is expected of me. And I know that I can provide this house and whatever for my family. That's all great, right? But the thing is, that's because we're comfortable. And in order to for change to take place, in order to start something new, we have to do what? We have to change. And change comes with accepting personal responsibility. I know I fell very short of that because I tried things. For example, I tried when it was talking about just losing my weight in general, I tried Nutrisystem. I tried that a couple times. And I actually was pretty successful and I lost over 30 pounds on Nutrisystem. Continued that for, a few years. The problem was then it wasn't working, or I kind of got off into my own comfort zone again. And then, you know, my daughter's like, yeah, but their bars are really tasty, Mom. So then my children were eating just the snacky parts of it. And I'm like, why am I still on auto ship if I'm not using this? You know, so I was successful at one point, but then wasn't. You know, I would dabble in this and dribble in that, and it wasn't working. And I look back at it and I'm going, you know what? I knew I wanted something different. You know, maybe you are wanting to start something new. And maybe you're at the point where you're bored. And bored isn't necessarily a negative thing. You just want to learn more. You see, I really believe that God created us as learning individuals. We are always moving forward or backwards, okay? If we're stagnant, we're dead, okay? We're not going anywhere. That's kind of depressing to talk about, isn't it? But seriously, think about a relationship. A relationship is either moving forward or it's moving backwards, okay? It's not standing still. Because if so, it's a dying relationship. It's no longer, okay? Think about your church. Is your church growing? It's moving forward. Or are you losing members and you don't have very many visitors anymore and the membership's going down, so you're going backwards. But if it's stagnant, it's a dying church. It's a dead church. So you can see it all. You can apply this to business. God created us, part of the human. Our humanistic value is to learn, to move forward, okay? Or backwards. Sometimes we're learning to go backwards, and that's not always a good thing. But we are always moving one direction or another. And so maybe it's two, okay? Maybe you're wanting to start something new because the effect that I call the grass is greener on the other side. You're like, oh, if only. So it's kind of that little, you know, carrot, dangling carrot in front of you going, well, if you just do this, you come over here and this is what it'll be like. You know, maybe that's what you see in a possible business entrepreneurship type of thing that you're looking at. Maybe you're looking into network marketing and you've got this network marketing company here and you've got a friend in the business and she's like, look, you can do this and you can have this much money approximately a month. And I did this in 3 months. And then guess what? You could even take trips. That's a little tantalizing carrot, right? You still have to do the work to get all of that, to go there. But you see, it's tantalizing. All of it is why? Because we're moving. We are moving creatures. We were made to walk, okay? We were made to learn. And so starting something new actually is, I think, something that's just within us. However, when we get older, yes, like me, and we get older, we start to get comfortable. And change becomes scary. That's something new we want, but we're not willing sometimes to take those steps. So I look back and I'm like, okay, so what was different about my tornado? What was it that all of a sudden it woke me up? Now, I do truly 100% believe, because looking back over my entire life, okay, literally my entire life, I've gone back, I've looked at different moments, and in looking back, I can see all the red flags God was throwing up. Now I can. I didn't see it then. I was blinded by it, both by red flags for my health, red flags for my relationship with my husband, red flags for my relationship with my friends, with my children, red flags with the relationship with me, myself, and I, meaning my reflection, who I was, who I saw, who I was becoming. I saw all these red flags looking back, but I never caught them in the moment. And I truly believe that it took God stripping me of absolutely everything to the core of me, of what I thought I had worked for my entire life, which was to have an amazing husband and a wonderful, beautiful family, of 5 gorgeous children that I was blessed with. And my job was to care for them. 6 amazing people. Incredible. And he basically stripped it of me in seconds. It was gone. And my life was like, whoa. I mean, talk about moving forward or backwards. I wasn't moving at all. Yeah, he got my attention. And he got it very quickly. And so what was different about that? And I've mentioned this before a couple times in some episodes, but I told you that walk up those long stairs. It felt like the walk up Mount Everest. And I can remember going into our master bathroom and looking in this huge mirror, because the mirror was like the entire wall. It was just how the bathroom was designed. We didn't build it that way, but anyway, it was built that way. And I can remember standing there going, okay, yeah, you're still breathing, you know. And this happened within seconds, mind you, okay. This is maybe minutes talking about this, but this was in a brief, you know, brief seconds here that's going through my mind. You know, my life flashed before me. How could this be happening? I didn't see this coming. What was my problem? You don't really like who you are. Maybe you're going nowhere. Now what do you have to offer? Who are you? And I'd paused. I was like more than dumbfounded. I was just like, You see, I think a lot of what we do in life by starting something new is that immediate gratification, right? It's like, if I just go and do this, that dangling carrot, okay? If I just go do this, it's going to fill that void that I'm missing, okay? When maybe actually that excitement that you're feeling for wanting to go out and start your own business with this new network marketing company is something really that you're missing in your relationship with your husband. But you see, you don't want to look at it that way. So it's a distraction. You want immediate gratification. You're not getting it one place, which really needs it, but you're going to fill it from some other place. Life is greener on the other side. Now, I don't know where you're sitting, and this is kind of heavy. I know it's heavy, but it was just something that was really tugging at my heart, saying that, you know what? We all really like to start something new. We want to feel rejuvenated and refreshed and renewed within our own spirit. But the thing is, usually what's happening is we're missing something within our own Trinity, the mind, body, and spirit. Something's lacking. And that something has to do with your internal reflection. This is your kiss. Keep it simple strategy. It's your internal reflection, having an honest conversation with yourself. You see, that's what really changed for me in my tornado. It was the fact that that when God stopped my life, basically, I was breathing, but I didn't feel like I was breathing. And when I started to reflect, literally looking in the mirror, reflecting on it, being 120% honest with myself, you see, that's usually where we fall short. We're great at covering up things because we want to look good on the outside. We want to be that woman who's like, oh man, she's like the best mom ever. She just has got it all together. Oh my goodness, have you seen her, tasted her cookies? Oh my gosh, they are to die for. She is so healthy. Have you looked at her body? Oh my gosh. Yet in all those circumstances, you are dying on the inside. You're hiding from something. Yet you're wanting to start something new. Yeah. I don't know where you are in your journey of life right now. I don't know if you know who you are or maybe the direction you even want to go, but you know that starting something new is something that you desire. There's just something out there. You're grasping for things, but you really don't know what you're grasping at. So you're grabbing everything you think you're supposed to be grabbing, which becomes a distraction because you want that immediate gratification. Yeah, I know. Man, our society is just like that. We got to have it now, right? It's right now. We can't wait for it. We can't even order it now because we want it now. We have it overnight shipped because we got to have it right now. You see, sometimes having that delayed gratification is so much more rewarding. And so in looking back on this and starting something new, I too am starting something new. A couple things actually. Well, number one, I started with you all. I started with you. I started this podcast that I never knew where it could go. I never knew how many countries it would reach. And I am blessed and honored and humbled beyond all measures. And I praise God every day that He gives me this opportunity to share with you all and have our girl time. I really do. And I take it truly to heart. I mean, it's like my blood. I look forward to our time together. I'm also starting something new. My starting something new is I'm changing actually what I'm doing with my own body. Okay, I've got some physical goals that I want to meet, and I have a time frame that I'm working in. So I'm changing up things, and you know what? It is pushing me out of my comfort zone. I don't like it. I'm saying it out loud to you all. You are holding me accountable. Okay, and so starting something new is tough, but it comes down to honestly, that internal reflection, having that honest conversation with yourself. So this is your challenge. I'm actually giving you a challenge today with this kiss, okay? Remember, if you're new here, the kiss is the keep it simple strategy, okay? It's real simple. You get to talk to yourself this week, okay? That's your simple strategy. I want you to have an honest conversation with yourself. Now, I'm really good at that. I talk all the time to myself. Now, luckily, I say I'm actually talking to my cats and my dog, and they just don't answer me. They just kind of look at me, and they every once in a while will close their eyes or open them, wag their tail, or, you know, brush up against my leg, and I know I'm still loved. So, and not crazy, right? But I am being honestly serious with you. Dead, downright serious. Seriously, okay? I mean, I can't get any more serious than this. You need to have an honest conversation with yourself. And if you say, Christiane, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Then guess what? I'm here to help you. I want you to take time and take advantage, if you want to use that word. But I want you to take the opportunity to chat with me literally one-on-one, okay? You can do that. Go to createyournow.com, okay? There is a little cute button there that you can set up a time for us to chat. And I would love to take that time with you. There's no charge for it. It's free, okay? And it'll give you a time literally just to let it off your chest. Now, that's one way you could do it, which I would love to chat with you, literally one-on-one, okay? And it may take a little while to get through all of you, but I am dedicated to doing that, okay? You mean that to me. So even if you're listening to this recording and this recording was done and you're just now listening to it 2 or 3 months, there is a way to still get a hold of me. I still will honor this, okay? So you say, Christiane, you said this on episode 86. I still want to chat with you. Will you let me? Of course I will, okay? So I want you to have an honest chat with yourself. If that seems uncomfortable, I want to invite you to our private Facebook group here for the podcast. It's Create Your Now Podcast. You can go search it out on Facebook. All you have to do is request to join because it is a closed group, okay? This is just for our members. Our members only see the post. I want it there because I want it to be a safe environment for women to share where they're at and where they're going or what they need help with. And you are able, and me too, I get to interact with you. And you guys can help me because as much as I feel like I'm helping you, actually you are helping me that much more. So truly, it's a blessing. So I'm not leaving you hanging because your kiss is simply to have an honest conversation with yourself. I want you to have that internal reflection as to starting something new. I want you to be honest about with yourself where you want to go. Who are you right now? Or who would you like to become? Maybe you're like, for me, it was an anger issue and you're not liking that short fuse that you have. And you want to work on that, okay? I'm telling you, I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. So please reach out. Have this internal reflection and have this honest conversation with yourself. If I could only speak it right. Have this honest conversation with yourself because starting something new can be amazing and rewarding if doing it for the right reasons. That immediate gratification fades quickly. But when you are creating your best selfie and you're becoming who God created you to be, then that is when you will soar and He will carry you high above the mountains because He's got a plan bigger than what you ever thought. He loves you so much. I love you very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Reach out. I'm here. Let's have an honest conversation. I will talk to you soon. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.